This goes to Dr. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding John, middle initial F, like Frank, Ruel, R-U-E-L-L-E. Date of birth 5/9/1942. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a consultation for Mr. Ruel, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which has been noted since June of 2023. He has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, nor would he be expected to have any at this point. He does not have any chest pain or palpitations. He was going to the congestive heart failure clinic for right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. And he does require daily diuretic use as well as supplemental metolazone use when he gains more than 5 pounds in overnight. And also he is on spironolactone, 50 milligrams daily. The torsamide is 20 milligrams daily. He's on bisoprolol, 10 milligrams daily. Potassium, 20 milliequivalent twice a day. And Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams daily for congestive heart failure control and management. And those medications have done very well for him. He has not been careful about his fluid restriction. He's supposed to limit fluid intake to 60 ounces in 24 hours, but many times his wife reports that he does sneak water, and he doesn't count ice as part of the fluid, but he needs to do that. Also, he tries to limit salt, but he really likes salt, so he has difficulty limiting salt intake at this point. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness. He has a remote history of a stroke, and that was in 2009 when they found a tumor on his aorta. He was transferred by air to Traverse City Hospital, and they were able to do emergency surgery, and they were able to remove a benign aortic tumor, and that was in 2009. It required an open chest incision. He reports that ever since that surgery, he's had chronic shortness of breath and trouble with heart failure. Currently, he's feeling fairly well. No palpitations or chest pain. He has chronic shortness of breath on exertion. Chronic edema of the lower extremities. He does have sleep apnea, and he faithfully uses his CPAP device, and he does not require oxygen supplemental, either daytime or nighttime. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does complain of hourly nocturia, no incontinence, no urinary dribbling. He feels as if he does empty the bladder well. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, congestive heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes, history of remote stroke in 2009, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, gout, difficulty hearing, anxiety with depression, secondary hyperparathyroidism, restless leg syndrome, and obstructive sleep apnea. Past surgical history, he had the aortic tumor removed that was benign in 2009 on the upper aorta near the heart. He's had an appendectomy, inguinal hernia repair, right shoulder surgery, transurethral prostate resection, and history of skull fracture after he fell off a motorcycle many years ago. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He did try to smoke when he was 16 years old, but was only able to smoke for about a week before he quit again. He rarely consumes alcohol. He denies illicit drug use. He's married, lives with his wife, He's a retired heavy machine operator, and he was exposed to multiple chemicals outside environmentally and also inside in factories. Family history is significant for stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to adhesive tape and silicones. Medications, he's on spironolactone 50 milligram daily, albuterol HFA inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as a rescue inhaler as needed, colchicine 0.6 milligram daily, eye vitamins twice a day, Farxiga 10 milligram daily, potassium chloride 20 milliequivalent twice a day, midodrine 5 milligram three times a day for blood pressure support. Metalazone is 2.5 milligram. Usually he requires one pill once a week for weight gain greater than 5 pounds in 24 hours. Lipitor 20 milligram daily. Tylenol 500 milligram up to one tablet four times a day as needed for pain. Torsemide is 20 milligram twice a day as directed. P-R-A, M like Mary, I, P like Paul, E-X-O-L-E, 0.125 milligram daily, bisoprolol 10 milligram daily, Zoloft 50 milligram daily, Anoro Ellipta, one inhalation daily, calcium with vitamin D twice a day. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 238 pounds, pulse is 70 and regular, oxygen saturation 99% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with a midline uvula, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular today, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, non-tender, there's no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally, pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 1-3 of 24. Creatinine was 1.51 with estimated GFR 46. 10-18-23, creatinine 1.34, GFR 53. 9-12-23, creatinine 1.36, GFR 52. 8-10-23, creatinine 1.63, GFR 42. 7-11-23, creatinine 1.48, GFR 47. 6-15-23, creatinine 1.3, GFR 55. And 1-3-24, his albumin is low at 3.2. Calcium, corrected calcium would be 8.6. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 3.7. Carbon dioxide, 29. Liver enzymes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.9. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. Intact parathyroid hormone, 139.5. Ionized calcium was 4.22. Urinalysis was done 8-2 of 23. Negative for blood, negative for protein. CBC, 8-1 of 23. Hemoglobin, 12.0. Normal white count and normal platelets are noted. And 8-1 of 23, microalbumin in the urine is less than 0.6. So we cannot calculate a microalbumin, the creatinine ratio, due to the lack of microalbumin noted in the urine. His last echocardiogram was done 3-7 of 24. He had an ejection fraction of 62. He had moderately dilated right and left atria. Mild to moderate dilation of the ascending aorta, mild aortic regurgitation. He also has a dilated inferior cava. Mitral valve has mild to moderate regurgitation. Mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure and a severe tricuspid regurgitation is noted. He also had a CT scan of his abdomen April of 2023. It did report a nodular liver with concern for cirrhosis. Kidneys appeared normal in size. No hydronephrosis, no masses or cysts were noted. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. This is most likely secondary to congestive heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. We will repeat all labs now, including a creatinine to protein ratio. We want to check free light chains. I will repeat the parathyroid hormone and also immunofixation. He should continue to restrict fluids to 60 ounces in 24 hours and try to follow a strict low-sodium diet. And he'll have a recheck visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.